Walking in your narrow way. Come on, children. I can sing. That is why I can shout. Because I know what it's all about. The goodness and love. Yeah, of the Lord. Oh, yes, the love.
Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it, Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy God, do it again, do in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus. We see there upon the truth. Holy Ghost, do it again. Again, do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus. We see there upon the and pass me not to judge, you see. If you hear my humble cry, while on others thou art holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior. Savior, am I all who cry? Hallelujah! High of all as thou art holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 am I all who cry? Hallelujah, why of all that thou art holy, do not pass me Abba, and our Lord, is a great God. Hallelujah, great King, above all our Lord, our Lord, our Lord. Oh yes, he's a great God. Hallelujah, great King, above all. All other gods, they are the works of man. Hallelujah, you are the Lord. Hallelujah, there is no one. All other gods, they are the works of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, there is no love. I was lost, but Jesus found. Hallelujah, found the sheep that saw when the strength. But his loving God, but his loving arms around me puts me back. Sing it loud and clear. Sit down tonight, beloved. There are 7 prayers I want you to pray in boiling anger. The psalmist says, I hate them that hate the Lord. I hate them with perfect hatred. Can you shout this loud and clear? Every satanic document caging my destiny. Somebody here needs to pray this prayer with anger. Boiling, merciless anger. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Set it ablaze by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Masete kala karabasanda. Ribola polikataraba. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Now say, blood of Jesus. Silence every witch in my environment. Can I hear you shouting, blood? Blood. Let your voice roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to silence them. My capacity in the care of Shenderaba. Aha. Something is happening here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Altars of affliction. Altars of demotion. Assigned against my life. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Altars of affliction. Altars of demotion. Assigned against my life. Backfire in the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to believe you are praying. This is number four. This is number four. And this one is a very serious matter. It's not something you joke with at all. Powers of my father's house. Supervising my problems. You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Destroy the supervision. Bakate sepola kaya bo shenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Every decree of darkness against my lifting up my head. Can you say that loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power searching for my face in satanic mirror. Can I hear you roaring like fire? Die with your mirror. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Now with your voice roaring like fire and like thunder. Lord of darkness, hear the word of the Lord. Go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, send it back to the senders. Makate sente yabo shenderaba. Rapi ali katendeka. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful evening before you. Father, we bless your holy name because you are our rock, you are our strength. Father, we thank you because there is none like unto you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, open our understanding. Tonight, lay your hands upon our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles, beloved. Tonight, we're looking at what I call murderers in the temple. The murderers in the temple. I'd like you to pay a very close attention to these words we're going to read from Scripture. Murderers in the temple. In Genesis chapter 9, I read from verse 1. Murderers in the temple. Genesis chapter 9, from verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hands are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb I have given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made him man. So there we see the sanctity of the human life. And the human life is not something you just take like that. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, you don't just take human life like that. In Matthew 5:21, ye are far that was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. Whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that, listen, beloved, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. Whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou remembers that thy brother hath something against you, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way and first be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. Please note these two scriptures. Talking about the sanctity of the human life. Men sometimes misunderstand very deep spiritual truths. Deep spiritual truth is not sometimes clear to men. Let's look at examples. In John chapter 2, verse 20, deep spiritual truth, sometimes not clear to men at all. John 2:20. Or let me read from 19. Jesus answered and said unto them. This is John 2:19. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and will thou raise it up in 3 days? So Christ was talking about his bodily temple. But this man who had confused it with earthly temple. Look at the same John chapter 3 verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Here again, a teacher in the synagogue confused or misunderstood spiritual birth from physical birth. The same John chapter 4, verse 15. Or look at verse 14. John 4:14. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. What did the woman say? The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come either to draw. So the water of life was confused with spiritual water. Was confused. They confused water of life with physical water. In John chapter 8, verse 33, let me make this point clear that men sometimes spiritual truth, they confuse it. John 8, 33, or from 32, Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we are never in any bondage to any man. How says thou, ye shall be made free?" You can see, they did not just understand. The Bible says, "Thou shalt not kill." Can you say that and let me hear you? Can you shout it loud and clear? Can you shout it again loud and clear? The Bible says, "Thou shalt not kill." Many, beloved, will get to the gate of heaven that day, and they will hear a strange accusation. Please listen to me very clearly now. So you won't say, "But our pastor didn't tell us this." And so they will get to the gate of heaven, and they will hear a strange accusation that you are a murderer. You have killed. And you cannot remember killing anybody. You didn't take a gun and shoot anybody. You didn't take a knife and harm anybody. But here you are at the gate of life, and you want to enter. And I said, "No, sir. You cannot enter into this place because you are a murderer. You have killed. You are a killer." Beloved, there is gunless murder. There is bloodless injury. There is silent killing. There is silent poison. These are strange days. These are very, very strange days in the body of Christ. These are days when there are plenty of murderers in the house of God. Let me now explain to you when the Bible said, "Thou shalt not kill." Who are the killers that is referring to? Is it when you take a gun and shoot a person down? From the scripture you have read there, no. Is it when you put poison in somebody's food and the person eats the poison and dies? That could qualify for killing, but there are more. A lot of people will get to that gate of life, and they say, "Sorry, you can't enter here. Because you were a murderer when you were on earth." Let's look at the category of murderers we have. The murderers in the temple. One. There is murder as a premeditated act. You have planned it and you carried it out. You thought because you have forgotten, everyone has forgotten. It doesn't work like that. God takes human life seriously. And there is something called the crime blood. Any blood of the innocent shed anywhere will cry out for vengeance. That's why areas where there are war, when plenty of wars have been fought and plenty of people have died, they hardly pick up life on time. There is murder as a premeditated act. David forced Uriah into the front line, only to have Joab and his soldiers pull back from him to have him killed. That was premeditated murder. They planned it. All assassins, all acts of terror, all armed robbery, all who poison people, all who strangle people, shoot people, use cutlass, use axes, beating people to death, are all guilty of this group one of murderers. A woman ran there many years back. She got pregnant accidentally, and all of a sudden the man refused the pregnancy. The pregnancy was too advanced by the time the man denied. Eventually she gave birth to this nice baby boy. While the baby boy was around 6 months, the woman found another person who wanted to marry her. This man was a white man. So the white man answered, "Look, I want to marry you, but this your baby is a liability. Get rid of him, then we can marry." The lady said, "Are you 6 months?" The white man said, "Then I can't marry you." the enemy gave the woman a lecture. She now soaked a heavy towel in water, folded it in four thick places, laid the baby on his back, and put the wet towel upon the nose of the baby. And the baby suffocated to death so that she can marry a white man. The day of the wedding came. She arrived at the registry. The white man did not show up, but the baby was dead. Every night, she'd be hearing the cry of this child. That's what brought her to the mountain of fire. Those kind of people, murderer group one. There are lots of wicked people who come to the house of God. Wicked people who come to the house of God. And sometimes it's a very sad thing that we see around murderers in the house of God. And it's very, very sad. Group two. Those who murder at the spur of the moment. Something just energizes and they just do it at the spur of the moment without thinking. Some people call it manslaughter. Cain and Abel were examples. Cain took his anger out on his brother. But voices from the grave began to cry against Cain. A lot of people are suffering today because there are voices from the grave crying against them. I pray that such people today will be honest with Jesus so they can find peace. They can find joy. But as far as they keep covering up, they stay in a dark shade all their lives. Three. That is murder by carelessness. When you cause death by your carelessness, heaven takes you as a murderer. All the careless driving. Some students will take their father's car, get to the expressway, knock people down, and drive away. I know somebody like that. Took his father's car, got to the expressway. An old woman was passing. He hit the old woman, flung the old woman into the car. The old woman landed on the railing of that thing leading to the lagoon, and she fell into the lagoon. And this boy drove off, didn't tell anybody. Next morning, they found the woman's body floating in the river with a broken head. Meanwhile, this boy got visa, went to America. The boy that killed the woman, and he never knew peace until he started confessing what he had done. Careless driving, careless speeding. You kill somebody by your carelessness, everyone holds you responsible. You put hot water on a table and you allow a crawling baby to pull the water on top of his or head, and now that boy is dead. Heaven will definitely hold you responsible. You put rat poison where a child could find it, and the child swallows the rat poison. The child now has trouble. He's dead. You will be held responsible. Please listen to me well, because a lot of people will say, why didn't they want me dead to allow me to enter now? Why are they talking about mother? These are the things that qualify for it. Helping people to die, that's number four. Helping people to die is murder. Because you leave the giver of life out of the show. It is murder. The person is a killer. Say, well, no matter how old the person is, they say, well, I'm tired of life, help me to die. You help the person to die, it's murder. Murder. Five. Abortion. Abortion is murder. If you finance it, you are a murderer. You encourage it, you are a murderer. You are the doctor in charge of it, you are a murderer. You are the nurse working where they abort, you are a murderer. You are the pharmacist giving drugs for abortion, you are a murderer. You are the young man buying abortion drugs to give to people you have slept with, you are a murderer. And a baby doesn't have to be big in the womb before you become a murderer. Immediately, fertilization takes place. Even if it's for one day, where you cannot even see it with human eye, because it's so tiny, the woman just got pregnant for one day, and you gave the person something to drink to remove it, you have killed, and you will be held responsible. And if the person you kill happens to be a prophet of God, that God has sent you to this world to do people good, and you eliminate his life, you will suffer doubly. And say that, well, she's my wife, we have too many children, so we don't want again. You are still a murderer. You say, ah, well, you have to remove this baby. You don't want to put my career in trouble. I'm a pastor now. If you go and tell people that you are pregnant now, everybody will be talking rubbish. Go and remove. You are a killer, a murderer. Every abortion ends a beating heart. All these things that people drink, they are drinking things. After they sleep with men, they drink things so that they won't get pregnant. Sometimes they are already pregnant. Those things that you drink, that is clearing away your womb, you are a killer, a murderer. Many things they sell in the chemist, they call contraceptives. They do not stop the egg from meeting the sperm. The egg will have met the sperm, then they throw it out. It is still abortion. Anything that prevents the egg from meeting the sperm is okay for contraceptives. But once they've met, and now you are removing it, you are still a murderer. And once you have the sentence of abortion hanging on your neck, frustration will be pursuing the person unless you make an atonement, you repent, and heaven forgives you. Woman, your suffering now may be due to the abortion you did in secondary school. Man, your poverty now may be due to the abortion you gave somebody money to do many years ago. That housemaid that you thought was helpless, God, you get pregnant and started to remove it. And in removing the thing, they destroyed her womb. You are a murderer, and you will be held responsible. That's why I say spiritual truth. Sometimes people don't understand it. They misunderstand it. When he said, thou shall not kill, it is heavily loaded. Plenty of things behind it. It's just like when the Bible said, thou shall not steal, it is heavily loaded. Seriously loaded. Thou shall not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor thy neighbor's husband, nor anything that is your neighbor's. It's loaded. The sixth group of murderers, they are those who harbor hatred towards people. Hatred. Hatred is like burning the house to kill the rat. Hatred is self-punishment. Hatred is the handcuff of demons. Once you have hatred in your heart against anybody, you have been handcuffed by demons. Hatred hits you harder than the one whom you throw it. Two people cannot hate each other and they say they love God. It's not possible. Hatred is cancer of intelligence, and hatred pollutes the mind. The Bible says, he who hates his brother without a curse is a murderer. It will be a tragedy if you leave this service today and you see about hatred against anybody in your heart. Seventh murderer. Diet. Food. Diet. Your diet. When you eat killing food, you are a murderer. You are killing yourself. All the bad food that people eat, you kill yourself. All the sugar that many people swallow without end. All this, you kill yourself. There are a lot of foodless food they are selling to people in Africa. And a lot of people are just swallowing this and killing themselves instrumentally. And it's very sad. There are some food you put in your kitchen, and ants have more sense. They won't come there because there is no nutrient in it. If you put flour that they used to make bread inside your kitchen, the ants will not come there. There is nothing there. But yes, somebody will put big flour together and put one tiny meat inside and call it meat pie, and somebody will buy it and begin to swallow it. What you are eating is a killing food. Hear me and hear me well now. Most of the fast food is fast death. Fast death. Fast death. Terrible oil. Oil that blocks the heart. Terrible meat. Sometimes you see people eating chicken leg. Sometimes you look at some of those chicken leg. There is cancer in the leg and he's eating it. The killing food. The Bible said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. One of our pastors was telling me, I hate oranges. I hate fruit. but you will be drinking minerals. Minerals. Just loading sugar and sugar and sugar inside. Even the Bible says you should not be eating sugar. What you get from one orange is more beneficial to your life and destiny than what you get from drinking 3 bottles of minerals. An average bottle of mineral is like you are drinking 15 cubes of St. Louis sugar. And people see this enjoyment, which is very sad. The fish that is better and good, people will not eat it because they think it's poor people who eat it. They say it's cheap. The rich, the fish that people say, it's the rich man that eats, is the fish that kills. Because the Bible says, any fish that does not have scales, don't eat it. But most of these fish that is so expensive, they have no scale, and people say, it's rich people who are eating it. They are eating death and poison. If you eat and kill yourself, heaven will accuse you of murder. And those of you who are afraid of fasting, anytime they say fasting, your heart will miss a beat. Then you are looking for trouble. Because that fasting that you are doing, it gives your intestine time to rest. Then all the poisons in your body, that your body will be able to gather it and begin to break it down. But when you don't fast, then you are looking, you are even killing yourself. I want you to understand this very well. Number 8, killer. Those who speak killing words. Words that they will tell people and the people will go and commit murder. Person becomes a murderer. You know, there was one brother who was living in this face me, I fight you houses. He was married for, is it 12 years? The wife, they didn't have a baby yet. One day, he quarreled with a fellow woman tenant. And the woman looked at him. Everybody is talking. You two, you are talking. You this, Mr. February. You call a person Mr. February. Simply because February is the only month in the year that is not up to 30, 31. The Mr. February that he called the man was what drove him to prayer city. And thank God, God answered him by fire. Those who speak words, words that kill, they are murderers. Number 9, those with suicidal tendencies. Suicidal tendencies. Something with you, you want to kill, you want to kill yourself, you want to kill yourself. Person is a murderer. Taking overdose of certain things to harm yourself. A murderer. 10, getting involved in raping people. The Bible takes you as a murderer. You thought it was just rape. But as far as the Bible is concerned, you are a murderer. I know a woman who killed herself because armed robbers came to her house and raped her. She just could not bear it. And she killed herself. 11. Failed ministrations. That is, God wants you to go and talk to the wicked. You did not talk to the wicked dies. You will be held responsible. Allowing the wicked to perish is murder. Living a life that will make an unbeliever not to follow Christ and perish, you will be accused of murder. Remember the story of the man of God that I told you many years ago, who got a message, a ministration that, son, go into the forest and preach about the love of Christ inside the forest. And he went to the forest and began to preach. He was just preaching to empty trees. And he went home, laughing at himself. It was when he got to church in the evening that somebody was sharing a testimony. That this morning, I tried to kill myself. All of a sudden, I had somebody preaching about the love of Christ inside the forest. And I decided not to kill myself again. If that man of God did not obey that instruction, that man would have died and the blood of the man would be required at his hand. You call yourself an MFM sister. You are sleeping with your boss in the office. And therefore, your mouth is now closed. You cannot minister the gospel to him. You cannot invite him to any meeting because he's been sleeping with you. You are a murderer when the man perishes. You are a man. You say you come to Mountain of Fire. You are sleeping with girls in the office. Now, conversion is coming. Now, you can't invite her because you have been sleeping with her. You are a murderer. Failed ministration is murder. 12. anger. Anybody with anger has a problem greater than all the witches and wizards in Nigeria put together. Anger is self-destructive. Anger gives rise to hypertension, resulting in death. Anger is an expensive luxury. Anger and temper will shorten your life. And that anger you have is a weapon for your opponent. That's why somebody has said, he who angers you, conquers you. Anger is temporary madness. And any couple, if they go to bed angry, the devil becomes their bedmate. And when there is anger, whatever is on ground will be managed badly. That's why they say, the emptier the pot, the quicker the boiling. Angry people are empty people. That's why the Bible says, he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that controls a city. 13, sadness. The Bible says, a broken heart dries the bones. Sadness dries the bones. Sadness can kill. All those who are always downcast, melancholic, and sad, they are murderers. 14. Refusal to pay tithe or incorrect payment of your tithe will release devourers. The person now becomes a murderer. Because the devourer that will be released, is their duty is to devour. 15. Lying against people, causing pain to individual to cause death. Lying against a person, and the thing is so painful to the person, and he lost his life, you're a murderer. 16. Alcohol. Alcoholism destroys lives. The armed robber sometimes will say your money or your life, but alcohol will say your money and your life. Alcohol destroys people. No wonder the Bible bans all prophets from drinking. This is a state that has destroyed so many people. 17. Bringing abomination into your house to destroy innocent souls. There are certain things that should not be in your possession as a child of God. If they are in your possession, you could destroy innocent souls. Is the person becomes a murderer. 18. The spirit of Jonah. Jonah. God is calling you. God is talking to you. You are not listening. And because of that, you put the whole of your family in trouble like Achan. If Jonah did not hone up in that ship that he was the one that was causing the trouble, God was ready to throw the whole of that ship over into the sea. Jonah would have killed everybody in that boat. I pray for somebody today that if there is any Jonah in your boat, the Lord will deliver you. The spirit of Jonah. There are plenty Jonahs here tonight that God is talking to. They are running. They are running. They are running. They are running. 19. Wrong marriage. Wrong marriage. It can kill. Getting married for the wrong reason. It can kill. 20. Dishonest medical doctors. Wrong prescription. When the person does not need surgery. When the person does really not need surgery. Anything to make money. A woman that should have been allowed to deliver normally. They will do cesarean operation for the woman just to get more money. And now the thing turns upside down. And the woman dies. Murder. Murder. All these bunch of medical people will get to heaven and God will accuse them of murder. I know a nurse, she works in the hospital where they bring motherless babies. Because during night duty, she would like to sleep. And the babies sometimes will be crying. So what she does every night when she arrives in the place is to put small fentanyl in their feeding bottle. So those babies will just sleep throughout all the time she's there. Sleeping tablet. Some of those babies get addicted to this drug and may result in their death. God calls them murderers. 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 21. Love potions. Love potions to capture a man. Love potions. Somebody asks you to remove your underwear. and put it at the bottom of your pot of soup and cook the soup for the man to eat. And the foolish man has come to swallow the pant soup and is now confused. Person is a murderer. Native doctor asks you to go and buy cow meat and put the cow meat inside your vagina and sleep overnight. Cook next day. Give it to the man to eat. The foolish man eats the vagina meat and is finished. Murder. You, the woman doing that one, and your native doctor, you are all murderers. 22. Addictions. Addicted to snuff. Addicted to alcohol. Addicted to smoking. The person is spoiling the temple of God and is a murderer. 23. Prayerlessness. Every prayerless person is committing murder because it will put you in untold hardship, untold trouble. 24. Incomplete deliverance. Incomplete deliverance. When you do your deliverance, it's not complete, and then you are walking about doing nothing about it, then there is a problem somewhere. The last one I want to discuss is this wedding rings death. A lot of people have killed their marriages through this ring they call wedding rings on their fingers. The word ring was first of all found in Genesis chapter 41 verse 42. That's the first mention of the word ring in the Bible, where Pharaoh took off his ring and put it in Joseph's hand. This was not a wedding. The ring was used as a symbol of power and authority. Notice that that ring was in the hand of Pharaoh. Pharaoh is an idol worshiper king who now gave it to Joseph. All ancient idols, they wear jewelries. They have rings. There is no wedding ring in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. There was no practice amongst early Christians for Christians to wear finger rings as a sign of marriage. It's not there at all. Even engagement ring is not in scripture. It was somebody in 860 AD, one king that decreed that they should start doing it. And when this ring started, the ring is just a form of a serpent trying to bite its tail. You know, when a Christian wants to bite its tail, it becomes a circle. And this is a serious matter. And many Christians are destroying their marriages, killing their children, using all these rings that people call wedding rings. The wedding rings originated in Babylon, and it started as the shape of a serpent. God has not approved serpent symbol for weddings, and we cannot trace the ring to the God of the Bible. The majority of married people who commit fornication and adultery, they do it with their rings still on their hands. So the origin of wedding ring is completely pagan. That's why in the place of mountain of fire, we don't join people with rings. We join people with the Bible, which is the word of God. Are you in the meeting today? And as far as everyone is concerned, you are a murderer. Then you need to cry for mercy. In human law, ignorance is no excuse. Say, I didn't know, please sir, I didn't know, sir. This place, I didn't know that this place is one way, so I drove one way. It's not an excuse. In scripture too, ignorance is no excuse. Tonight, we have some serious work to do here for those who want to be honest with their lives. Some men sins go before them to judgment. Some men sins run after them. Some men sins have caught up with them now. Others are still running towards them into judgment. This is a night where you can call on the blood of Jesus to atone for you in case as you are sitting down there, everyone is calling you a murderer. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. This is a very serious night in this place. We're not here to joke. We're here for serious business. Everybody rise up on your feet and all eyes closed. But you see, if you're here tonight and you're not born again, you've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar here. All eyes closed. The first prayer here is for each and everyone here tonight to bow down their heads and confess any sin of murder to the Lord. But if you are here tonight and you have carried out abortions, you have sponsored it, you have encouraged it, you have done it recently, and you know that you need help, don't deceive yourself. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, find a way to the altar here and be on your knees and cry to the Lord for mercy. Because once his blood begins to cry against you, to be quite honest with you, you are looking for serious trouble. And that may be why the enemy is trying to frustrate you now. This is a night of serious crying to heaven, sir. Everybody will shout this loud and clear now. Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours. This is a night to cry to the Lord for mercy and for grace. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Say, every blood crying against me, blood of Jesus, silence them now. Open your mouth and pray it loud and clear. Reba la katesa. Descente que ye bo shente raba. Amen. Those of you at the altar here, confess your sins before the Lord and ask him to deliver you from the consequences of this iniquity, so that frustration will be cleared away from your way and your life will continue to move forward. Talk to the Lord now. Father, I thank you for this, your children here. I thank you for your grace and power upon them. Thank you because you are Jehovah God. There is none like unto you. Father, I ask for mercy. I ask for forgiveness for all your children gathered here, so that, Lord, every spirit of abortion, every spirit of abortion that is causing frustration will begin to depart from each and every one of them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, lay your hands upon them afresh. Remove every frustration. Remove every frustration. Remove every frustration. Every area in which you have failed heaven, let the mercy of God overshadow you now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat now. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Anything in my life that the enemy is using against me, Jesus.
Wipe them away.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it now. Anything in my life that the enemy is using against me, blood of Jesus, wipe them away. Jesus' name we pray. Now, louder than anyone here, without anybody's voice overshadowing your voice, shout this loud and clear. I will not disgrace heaven. This is a serious prayer. Can I hear you running like thunder? Can you shout it again? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare.